Hello, and welcome to Happy Endings, a romantic TV movie podcast. My name is Laura Miller, and with me today is...
I'm Abby Bogost.
And Abby has returned for a very, very special film experience called A Valentine Carol. Allie is a jaded talk radio host who dispenses cynical romance advice until a ghost visits to set her straight by showing her Valentine's Day past, present, and yet to come. We have the best of multiple holidays, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and
Halloween,
because we've got ghosts. All right, so get ready for some action. Right, here we go. It started. Mid-tempo jazz music plays.
And here we've got the chocolate candy, just in case we forgot that this was a
Valentine's
movie.
Themed. Oh, it's wish fulfillment, definitely. She has eaten an entire heart-shaped box of candy. She's got a diamond ring on her left finger. I'm ready for a Valentine carol. More than you can know. Emma Caulfield as our Valentine woman.
Okay, we're going to set up with family photos.
Live, laugh, love. Here she is. She's got an earbud in. That means she's too much of a career person.
She's very busy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wedding planner are you? So she's getting married in 2 days. It's Valentine's Day when she's getting married.
Oh, she's drinking water. She's very healthy.
She's drinking bottled water. She's bougie and healthy. That is a big ring. Oh, here's her guy in a suit. Oh, boy. She's on the air. I guess that's her cynical romance advice that we've been warned about.
Yeah, she has not been attentive to her boyfriend.
Yeah, they're getting married in 2 days.
But she's just dismissed him and his greasy hair.
Yeah. He does kind of look like a car salesman. Maybe that's the costume designer's fault, that they didn't really, you know. Dad didn't cheat on you. Wait, did this guy cheat on her? You're not a doormat? Oh, she's on the phone with multiple people and some other girl has a cheating boyfriend. We're supposed to think her life is a mess.
No. She's very much in charge. She has all...
Oh, look, there we go. He has to call her on her flip phone. Oh my gosh, how old is he? He's like 18.
I was going to say 12, but 18 is probably more accurate.
Well, I mean, it's probably more legal at least.
Yeah, it would be creepy if he were.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably 33 and he looks 18. I mean, that's okay.
I don't know. Having a teenage child of my own, it's a little creepy.
Oh, it is creepy to me, but I mean, like, technically allowable. Especially when you think of how often the reverse gender version of that
happens.
Yeah,
well, the reverse is also creepy. Well,
yes, that's true. That's true. All right, so we are supposedly, is this New York?
We're in the city. It is also very busy.
It is a busy city.
Here are the many busy people.
Someone's got a dog. Oh, look, she's Carrie Bradshaw on the side of a bus. The wedding planner quit. He called me a what? Oh, well. It's not okay for your wedding planner to quit if you're this woman.
I don't think that wedding planners quit just because the brides are bitchy, because
no one
seems
would have a job.
Right. Nobody would ever last.
One of the best things I'm thinking about watching this movie is the movie Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Oh, there's a scary voice talking to her. I will tell my Mega Shark anecdote after this.
I thought maybe it was the penguin.
Oh, a man is humping her who looks like John Oliver.
I think it is John Oliver.
She's angry at him. Oh, poor lonely John Oliver. Whoa. Wow, there's Viagra already in this film. Never say Joe Biggs and the word Viagra to me in the same sentence
I mean, that
again.
seems like a solid piece of advice there.
I don't think anyone should use the word Viagra to me ever. Oh,
Well,
good, here's a messy crying
is this her
woman. This
assistant
must be the one who
who's.
got cheated on. Oh boy. Oh, she wants
Yeah.
coffee. Gosh, wouldn't that be nice?
If you
Like,
had an assistant, you could order around, it would bring you coffee.
really, I mean, I would have an assistant who basically just like bring me black coffee and I will add the things to it. You know? Like I don't need someone to put stuff in it. I will happily do the putting of stuff.
See, now she's making her assistant stir, but with a pencil. This is.
Yeah, she stirred her coffee with a pencil. Maybe the assistant will end up with her fiance because they both wear odd clothing.
And they've both been abused and belittled by her.
Derek was doing the mambo with Phoebe from The Gap. It's just, there's so many things that are wrong about all of that. Women throw themselves at him. That's her man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I still love him.
I mean, her advice to the poor beleaguered assistant is not really far off at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's been cheating on you for 3 years, it's probably time. However, I'm guessing she's gonna find out she's being cheated on because she keeps dishing out advice to other people and cannot see forest for trees in her home. She's just on that flip phone all day long. She wants her assistant to dump her cheating boyfriend on
Okay,
the air.
now her advice has gone off the rails bad. This is
Yep.
mean and cruel.
Off the rails. Oh boy, that's Viagra Joe. There's only one small coffee maker for that size office. That would not fly with me.
I think that's why the assistant has to go get the coffee.
Yeah,
It's
no
just such a
kidding. She
pain.
probably has to make it half the day. All right, here's her radio show. Kind of like a podcast, but when they had flip phones. Who's doing the assistanting? Oh, Jillian. Jillian came home last night and found her boyfriend rolling around in the sack with another woman, canned jeering. Oh gosh.
Yeah,
Her
I'm not
show's
sure that
called
this is
Love
helping
Speak.
Jillian so much.
Yeah, she's exploiting other people's pain, just like the Hallmark Channel does. He has an 86 Ford van to carry his equipment. Oh,
I'm
he's
impressed
in
that
music
he
business.
can keep an 86 Ford running.
I'm
He must have
thinking
some
that.
skills.
Yeah, maybe it's got like an airbrushed wizard on the side. He lives by the river. I feel this. I don't think she should be with this man.
No. I mean, we can accept that the advice to dump the loser is good while
Yes.
Allie is also being a monster by
Yes.
doing this to poor Jillian.
Oh. Dump him. Oh well. You know what? It is hard to break up with people. I don't think you should have to do it on a radio show, but it is hard.
Well, of course it's hard, but doing it in public like this,
Can I get one of those promotional t-shirts? He asks. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Break up with him. Break up with Derek. Derek is never a good boyfriend name.
It is sort of a terrible name.
Did you see The Good Place? Have you watched it? Yeah,
Yes.
the Derek. Yeah, Derek. Derek. Derek, go back to your void.
I mean, that would be good advice in this case.
Yeah. That other chick, she didn't mean anything.
Yeah. I mean,
Is this how? if there's a loser in your life, get rid of him and don't look back.
Again, not so bad in and of itself.
Yeah, but I don't think she has a sophisticated understanding of how emotional abuse and control work.
No. And poor Jillian, somebody give her a Jillian. Nice blanket. And
yeah, Jillian needs like the afternoon off. Maybe Jillian could have gotten that instead of like this exploitation. Ooh, five commandments of love. One, successful. That means money and lots of it, but not a bore. That's number two. Smart, but not a bore. Three, good looking, but take the cash over the looks. Four, ambitious. Lots of dump him. And five, a great car.
None of these seem to have anything to do with treating you well or
being a decent human being.
Being a decent human being.
I mean, I'm
taking
fine with having a job to support himself. Like, you don't want to, like no one wants an additional child. Well, I mean, unless they actually want an additional child.
Well, but that's a different thing.
Yeah.
We're hopefully not starting romantic relationships with them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm trying to think, like, what kinds of cars would a guy have to drive for you to want to date them for their car?
I cannot think of a car that would qualify.
What was your husband driving when you first started going out?
A Geo Prism.
Sexy.
An old one, too. This was back when they were still making them, but this was an early Geo Prism.
You know what's great about the Prism? It has a Z in it. Yeah, I mean, I've dated guys with, I don't know, let me think of what the best car is that a guy I've dated has owned. I think we're in kind of still like in the top level. It's still probably a Subaru.
I'm just thinking that in order for the car to be the motivation, we're having to talk about like fleet of Land Rovers.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, a car
but
and a
short
driver.
Of a fleet of Land Rovers,
nice.
I really can't think of anything that would be enough on its own.
Yeah, and they would have to be custom some way, yeah. And honestly, if someone had a fleet of Land Rovers that was custom and cool, like, you'd probably want to go out with them anyway, because they'd probably have something else cool to offer.
Oh, now she's got her
ghost
call.
A woman is calling her. A ghost caller is on the air. Jackie Marley. Mm. Someone's name is Marley. That's significant. These pranks aren't funny. She's dead. Why can't they just leave her alone? Can I go on my break? Girl, just go on your break, Jillian.
Leave, Jillian. Get a new life.
What is this?
Ah, she has dead roses.
Dead flowers? Were these for the dead Jackie Marley?
These are the red Valentine's roses, not the yellow ones she was so concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, red, not yellow. See you tonight.
J.M.
Jackie Marley. Or Jim.
Oh, Jillian's got the finger puppets.
She's quirky.
Flying pigs and a skunk.
Oh, quirky Jillian with her pink shrug that she's wearing. Dead flowers.
Yeah, she's only just now figuring out that her wedding planner was incompetent.
Yeah, this woman seems like she should be able to identify whether an employee was competent. But again, she's also got Jillian as an employee.
Well, Jillian might be perfectly competent.
She might just be competent.
A little traumatized today.
There's just a lot of floofy things on her desk that confuse me. John Oliver, what are you doing?
There are a lot of people in the hallway.
John Oliver has a thing for Jillian? He was putting a note in Jillian's
pocket. Well, he is also strangely dressed and a little oddly frumpy, so.
Yeah, no, he's like a random grad student wandered into this movie. It was love at first sight. You understand. Aww. He wrote her a haiku to tell her how he feels. Aww. It's never too late to communicate. See, here's a nice man with a good heart. With no car, probably.
That's okay. They live in this city. Is it meant to be Seattle? They made a reference to Seattle, but it didn't look like that.
It could be Seattle. They tend to just like film in Canada and then choose
just,
random
just name
city
a city
names
later.
That no one will know about. Like Portland is too recognizable. You know, if you're there.
Yeah.
It's got hangers and shelves. Oh, look, there was a little heart wipe there.
Okay. I think
found?
It's this guy, David Milchard.
David Milchard is the John
is the,
Oliver.
The fake John Oliver.
Like, he's clearly the catch of this film. Seattle Living. She's going to be the cover of Seattle Living. It's a very big deal. She's totally not going to get married. Or maybe she's going to learn that she loves Matt, this random man.
I mean, he has been fine throughout. he tried to call her when she was unable to talk to
him. Aww.
Well, we all want Jillian to be happy.
Oh, no. Jillian thinks Derek wrote the poem. Maybe Derek has changed.
Oh, no, Jillian.
The man has no sides is the correct comment. Oh, the John Oliver guy seems like the best guy who's an option. This woman seems like she has a good heart, too. What will we learn from Jackie Marley, whom we will eventually meet? He doesn't know cursive writing. Derek.
Okay, well, I'm glad they're working out this misunderstanding right
yeah.
away because I really can't tolerate when the misunderstanding creates the entire plot of the film.
Yes. Roger Ebert used to call that an idiot plot, where like it would be solved immediately if the characters weren't, you know, incompetent.
It just tends to give me hives.
Mm-hmm. Well, also in this case, she's like willfully being, you know, ridiculous if she doesn't say.
But that works in a lot of movies. I mean, it doesn't work, but they rely on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some of it is just like lazy screenwriting where you don't understand conflict. I mean, is there any conflict here? Like, not really. Like, she's getting married in 2 days and she's fired the wedding planner, but like none of that has really been set up in terms of stakes. There's a song called "I Want Love, a Love I Got to Find."
Yeah,
I need love.
She's having her photo taken in this photo shoot, which
Seattle Magazine.
Okay, Jillian's phone is ringing. Oh no!
Oh, it's a BlackBerry. It's not a flip phone. It's dinner at 8. Uh oh.
Okay, she's missing dinner with her fiancé.
Also, does she not have a family? If you're getting married in 2 days, someone should be in town. Is that...
Maybe they're all here at dinner? We haven't found it.
I know that trope, though. The one where you're 2 hours late and like the whole family's there and everyone thinks you're a terrible career lady. Oh, he's going to dump her.
Why does he stay for more than an hour?
Well, I mean, if it were me, I'd just text people, and
well,
I kind of wouldn't
she
notice.
Hadn't responded in the first hour of texting.
Yeah. Wow. She's mean. And I don't like her outfit either. Like, I'm sure it was in style in 2009 when this was recorded. Why is she buying Manolo Blahniks if she's a radio host?
Wait. Everyone knows that radio hosts make millions.
Well, in
millions,
Seattle,
I tell you.
Dr. Fraser Crane made good money because that was a swanky apartment.
Yeah, but he shared it with his dad and his brother.
I don't think his dad and his brother put in much. Yeah, where's the like Judge Judy version of Fraser? Like, you know, they're all arguing over who gets the deposit back. I'm Zoe.
Oh, does she tell everyone to break up with her boyfriend? Because these people are here thanking her for telling them to break up.
You know what? You could make money on just telling everyone to break up with their boyfriend. There's, you know, like
a lot of time you'd be right.
A lot of time you'd be right, you know.
Well, I mean, especially if it's all people who are going to call in with their problems. Presumably nobody's calling in to say, my boyfriend's great and he treats me really well.
I'm really bothered by all this respect.
We balance each other in some nice ways. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah, we have a great sex life. I'm just going to call and tell you that.
Yeah, so presumably, yeah, she can just tell everyone to break up.
Yeah, I kind of love movies like this from 10 years ago because, like, all the clothes are at Goodwill now in the bag and, like, all of it. Like,
you could go out and recreate the outfits.
You could recreate all of it, this whole film.
My daughter says,
those cropped
I need
pants.
These boots from such... Like, no, they're sold out at Bloomingdale's and you cannot have the boots from that Anna Kendrick is wearing and whatever Anna Kendrick is wearing boots in most recently.
What are these boots? I'm interested in the boots.
I'll have to send you a link. Yeah, but you can't get them now.
I can't
you have to
get
wait
them,
10
yeah.
years.
Yeah. Well, and how much are they?
Too much. Wait, yeah. 10 years in yeah. Goodwill and then you
10
can,
years in Goodwill.
You'll just be 10 years behind perpetually.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not bothered by that. And there's still stuff that goes on clearance just because they make more clothes than people can buy. It's
yes.
saturated.
Yes, that is the clearance rack is my friend.
Ooh, here's a ghost.
She's
voice.
Hearing voices.
There's
is it
candles.
Her mother? Is it
I
the
see
family
candles.
Has come in?
Is she naked? She's in the tub, but she's dressed in the tub. Naked would have been more accurate.
It's some kind of evening gown in the bubbles.
Oh my gosh.
This is her
in
dead
a red
friend,
dress,
Jackie
drinking
Marley.
Champagne. I'm going to listen to Jackie. Maybe, and then I'll do the opposite of what Jackie does. Wow. Jackie is the ghost of Christmas, like...
Valentine's past,
the ghost
maybe?
Of Valentine's past.
No,
past.
She's just going to tell us about them, and then we'll get other ghosts
Oh, she just
later.
Walked through the door using a special effect.
She doesn't have any chains. What do you think she's going to have instead?
Oh. Jewelry. Oh, boy. She's making her a martini.
A lot of bottles out here on the table already.
Oh, here's some martini time. She's got a halter tie dress.
Yeah, her sparkly...
That's also thrift store totally. Like, that's the Goodwill $9 rack.
Yes. But then you have to spend another 30 because it's too long. You have to...
Yeah.
Her sparkly evening gown does not seem to have gotten any bubbles on it from the bath. Those just vanished.
She's a ghost. She can do anything.
It's convenient. Yeah. This ghost thing is really convenient.
Yeah. She's got the Meg Ryan Harry Met Sally hair. Which I find confusing, but maybe that was like, maybe she came
well,
from that movie.
She's been dead for a few years already.
Yeah. Well, she's been dead, but she's still doing her arm workouts.
I hope that my arms magically look like that when I'm
dead.
When I'm a ghost, when I come back.
I'm stuck in Heaven's parking lot. I guess that's purgatory. Man. People in the film industry need purgatory.
She's going to fix her friend and earn her key to heaven.
Oh, it's like It's a Wonderful Life, too. Which I guess is also like A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. I mean, poor Jacob Marley. He was doomed no matter what he told Scrooge. But
yeah.
Jackie here, she's going to get to go to heaven if she just fixes Allie's love life.
Yep. She's like Clarence the angel. Who is as simple as a child. And now she's burping champagne. Just like It's a Wonderful Life. I missed food.
I guess we should have kept a list of movie references.
That's true. Well, that's okay. Oh my gosh, what is she licking? Butter. She just licked butter. Is she a child? Oh my. It's amazing how decomposing takes the pounds right off. That was a line that just was written and recorded, and an actor said it,
and
no one said no.
I
see that being dead hasn't made you any less of a know-it-all. I want to be a dead know-it-all. I mean, not yet, but...
When you come back as a ghost with Michelle Obama arms.
Then... Yeah, there you go. Shoulders, arms. Love is the most important thing we have. I believe that. You call it the L word. How do these people get jobs like this?
Writing these scripts?
That definitely. Because, I mean, we could just...
Or do you mean, we could tell people to break up all the time?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Well, I guess that was the 30 Rock Deal Breakers show, right? Deal breaker. Deal breaker.
So we just need some catchphrases, and then somehow we've got to convince people to call us.
Yeah. And somehow we have to decide to answer the phone.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Maybe they could text us.
We have my texting career. My sponsor.
A text breakup advice service. I could do that.
I could do it on Twitter.
All right, they've dove off the building, and now they're in a pile of pillows.
On a bed for Valentine's Day. Is this her dorm room?
Maybe when she was a teenager? No,
seven years ago. Where you and Ben used to live.
Oh, Ben. I thought his name was Matt. This is a different guy.
This is a different guy.
Are they all going to have
white
guy syllable names?
They were all in Good Will Hunting. Oh my gosh. Let's see. There's old her. Is that previous her? Oh. It's Ben and me.
Oh, isn't that this?
She's happy. He made a beautiful Valentine's dinner for her. He's wearing
Is that a teapot on the table?
I do see the tea kettle. Round bed. Round purple bed. The cocoa van turned out pretty well, if I do say so myself. Ben, you're very kind. She had better hair back then. Aww. She cared about him, but she didn't love.
But she's going to waste this relationship. Oh, he's cute.
He is cute. I like him better than Child Man.
Well, we just haven't gotten any character or anything out of current Child Man.
Yeah, but we know this guy cooked dinner once.
Okay.
Oh, he did a special thing for her. What's in there?
Proposal.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You have to watch a proposal.
There's going to be something wrong. She's
going to complain. She'll break up with him because it's...
Oh, it's pretty.
It is pretty.
Okay, she's still being sweet now.
Oh. Ben, say stuff. You have to say that you want to marry her. You can't just, give her a ring and nod. Oh. It was his grandmother's. This is sweet. He's going to propose.
I like that he's just proposing in a normal way over dinner. He's hasn't had to hire a band.
There's no hot air balloon.
It's just the two of them. This is normal and rational way to...
Yeah. He didn't learn how to play an engagement song on the accordion at Disney World or whatever other kinds of proposals are happening these days. Twist. Jackie Marley's hiring her an assistant.
Oh, and see this is when her career ambitions take over.
This is when I got my job, my tenure-track job.
You got a job and it ruined your life.
It ruined
it
my
made
life.
You inhuman.
It has made me inhuman.
That's really too bad. I'm sorry
know,
to hear that.
I'm post-human. And as I'm in an English department, that makes sense in its own way. He's at the Culinary Academy.
She's still going to try to make it work. But
Aww.
Now we know she's going to screw it up with her ambition.
Oh, he's going to repropose. 96 Kiss FM's newest employee, will you marry me?
Do you think that maybe Jillian could take over the radio show at the end of this?
Ghost?
Because Allie took over the radio show from Jackie. So maybe
Jillian
the assistant.
Takes over.
And she could be the nice one.
Does this mean Allie
people.
Will die?
It seems okay. She's kind of cranky and mean.
Yeah, true. You can hear Ben's heartbreak. Yeah. Oh. Poor little
Oh,
Ben.
he's gonna sit there and look sadly at his ring while his girlfriend ignores him.
I know. You know what? Like,
Ooh.
this is a Hallmark movie, but at the same time, we all have conversations like this after a few drinks. You're like, have I ever known what love means, really? You know? Then you're like, am I human?
Okay, now we're back to 3 years
3 years
ago. They're in
ago.
the
I'm sorry,
studio.
Ben. I miss Ben. I hope he married someone nice.
Okay, there.
There we go. She wants to co-host. I'm older than you. I want the ghost to host it.
Well, I mean, here is the ghost before she was a ghost. This is pre-ghost ghost.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta be strong and bitchy and willing to mix it up to get on the air. The pressures facing career women in, you know, their main focus in life, which is romantic advice that is angry.
Now we've got the. Is this a Valentine's party? They must have a massive Valentine's party at their office.
Totally. I kind of like her purple pashmina.
They don't have as many decorations as I'm used to with the Christmas movies. Like we couldn't be
Yeah.
doing a heart on the wall count like we could wreath count
I
and.
do see some balloons.
Yeah, and I think there's some paper hearts, but it's pretty minimal.
Have you ever
No.
had a job where they decorated with balloons for a party?
No.
Yeah, same.
No, and but the costuming for this scene seems more normal for a work party. They haven't coordinated everyone in pinks and reds, which
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
expect in some of these other
Oh,
seasonal
definitely.
movies.
Oh, she hates watching it. Let's see. She's crying. Oh, she's gonna collapse and die?
Oh, she clutched her
She's.
arm and now she
Oh,
had a very
no. She
masculine
has
sort of heart
a heart
attack.
attack? Well, women's symptoms do look different.
Yeah, but she
Oh,
had a
here's a hot
masculine version.
guy.
She grabbed her arm, she keeled over.
Wow.
Oh, it depends on her heart whether or
That's
not she's going to be
true.
all right.
That's true. It has been attacked. We do not know.
Oh, Dr.
Dr.
Carson.
Carson. Oh no, it's Ben Carson. There's a Ben and a Carson.
Oh, no, this is not going to go well.
Oh no. Aw.
Oh, excellent doctors at this
I
hospital.
like this guy. I like his young Harrison Ford quality. Like, you know, from certain angles, not all the angles. And he has to age more. He's an old friend of Donna's. Don't know who Donna is.
Oh, is Jackie's real name Donna?
No, 'cause like he didn't act like he really knew her when he like mouth to mouthed her.
Oh, now he's inviting her out.
Ah, well, I'm lying in an ECU with tubes. You're going on a date. Oh my. He had bedroom eyes and a surgeon's hands.
Remember those hives I was talking about? Lines like that. I'm
Yeah,
gonna need
that's
Benadryl
it's
before this is over.
gross. Yeah, I think I'm allergic to whatever version of love that is. Church bell tolls for thee.
Oh, now we're
Whoa,
gonna go
dead.
see
It's a dead church. It's
it.
not a wedding church. It's a dead church. Oh God, it
She.
says Kiss FM on it. It says Kiss FM,
The
the
beloved
Beatles' voice
voice,
of Kiss FM.
Declan
Here
Marley,
lies
is
on a
dead.
tombstone. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, well, I don't want that epitaph for or whatever. I don't want my job, you know?
No, to be the thing that goes on your tombstone.
Yeah, like go West Georgia, go Wolves is really not gonna be like the little logo from the
Can love
university
your job and
there.
not want that to be the one and only thing you
This
are.
is true. Oh, I know. I'll do one of those QR codes and they can just scan it and go to like my afterlife, you know, website. I love it. Oh, I like that he says knock 'em dead right after the woman was knocked dead.
Knocked off.
Jackie is in the clouds watching over you. Oh. I think if I died, I wouldn't give a shit about who was teaching 18th century studies in the future.
No, they were going to do it wrong.
I want to know what happens to my
children.
They're
never going to do it as well as you.
They didn't read that article. Why is my book being recycled?
She's with this guy. Did we learn a name for him?
Dr. Carson.
Oh, I thought that was the one who was being paged to the OR.
Oh, maybe. Okay. This guy's into elevators and women's anatomy. He has a really sophisticated personality.
I guess just putting people in elevators means you don't have to decorate additional sets.
Yes. Inexpensive, easy to light. Yeah, yeah. Song says, think about the lovin' and forget about the pain.
She's got her box of chocolates.
I don't know. I'm kind of into this.
We could have done a heart boxes count.
Yeah, we should have hearts. Count the hearts. Do you believe in the magic of the supernatural? So asks the doctor.
The brain doctor.
It's Valentine's Day. I think Cupid may have paid us a visit, he says. Maybe you should look under your pillow. Is it Cupid's teeth? It's so big, she says. It's so big.
See, I would have put the ring in a box because I just think putting the ring under a pillow
gosh.
Is asking
for
trouble.
Yeah, I have a cat. It would like, you know.
It's going to be wedged between the bed and the wall. You're never going to find it again.
Ned would put it in the toilet. Like, it's just not going to work. Five Commandments of Love. He's smart. He's good looking. He's ambitious.
He has
a Mercedes. Yep. Good. Oh, marry the sexy doctor. It's basically lust, but I mean, she's shallow anyway. Looking into your eyes, I know my life has a special purpose. See, he's a good human. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's going to
I'm going to resign from the hospital. I'm going to quit my job. Is he going to teach skiing? What's he going to do? I'm going to run a bakery. What?
Oh, he's no longer interested in his...
Folk music. Oh, he's going to move to Ethiopia.
Okay.
We can honeymoon on safari for a week.
And then what?
Before I start my job at the refugee camp.
Oh, see,
camp,
he's a good guy.
He needs to find a non-her woman.
Yeah, maybe he could marry a nurse. Because that would be helpful.
Or a doctor.
Another doctor, another nurse. I mean, a lawyer could
be
useful.
Yeah, a lawyer would be very useful.
Pharmacist.
Immigration law, yeah. Or even just find someone like...
with some good language skills.
Maybe he'll meet someone in Ethiopia.
There,
you know, love is there.
There's so many options more useful than the radio host.
Yeah. I've met a radio host who yells at people about relationships. Paul. Mm-hmm. His name was Paul.
We're sticking to the single syllables.
Oh, she threw the ring at him. She's terrible. Oh, he's crying like the Mississippi, she says. Oh, they've just sparkled into this area. She just doesn't even care.
Oh, so mean.
He had passion, but I was building a career. And who wants to move to Ethiopia?
Well, I mean, Paul is definitely better off with her, but I think Ben could have made a life with her.
Ben definitely could have made a life. He would have been a chef. He would have moved to Seattle. Has a wonderful food culture. But Paul made a poor choice not talking to her about what they were going to do with their lives before that proposal happened.
Well, that was a problem.
So
this is interesting because the ghost lady is noting that she really could have had a good relationship gone forward with either of these men. She could have married them, which is counter somewhat to all of these soulmate movies
yeah.
where there's only one for you.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady seems to be saying it's up to you. You could have made it work with either of these good guys.
And it's true. I mean, think of that. Like, there are billions of people. There's literally only one you're going to get along with.
I just think it is slightly counter to the message we usually get from these.
Yeah. I mean, it is, I think, difficult for women in some ways because, like, men are not encouraged to understand feelings, you know, so finding the ones who do is slightly difficult.
Well, I'm all for finding the good ones, but there's usually this magical thing in these movies of the one.
And there's no woodworking at all in this movie.
Not yet. I mean, we could find some woodworking eventually, perhaps.
I don't know. Yeah, there's lots of time left. You're the youngest partner in the city's most prestigious law firm. Thank you for
the
exposition,
ma'am. That's because
he's
only 18, as we've established.
Yeah, yeah. I love, like, I've never actually been out with a celebrity before, he says. Oh, he's totally Canadian. He just said bean. I've never been out with a celebrity before. Oh, he's a nice Canadian boy.
In this nice Canadian stand-in for Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. Van Seattle-couver. British Washingtonumbia. Oh, they were perfect for each other. No, they're not. They're just, like, you know, awkward. They're awkward and there's chemistry. Aww. Allie, you just fell for the package, girl. That is smart shit. This is true, though. People fall for the package. Like, that's the problem with people and app-based dating. You just look at a package.
The check boxes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, this person.
Oh,
like,
see, she's actually at some deep questions.
Yeah.
You know, about kids and religion. And
yeah. Does he want kids? What are his underwear options? Like, you know, is he religious?
What's
He's
his
Canadian.
Passion?
He's sincere. Do you even know the guy you're about to marry in 2 days? Is this like an ad for like John Gottman's relationship retreat center? Briefs, boxers.
Oh, she's back in her own
Okay,
bed.
So that was all like Valentine's past.
Are we not going to get any other ghosts? We're just going to get Jackie?
I think we just get Jackie. What? Chicks crave a cup of Joe in the morning.
Is that Joe on the radio?
Viagra Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, here's this guy being a lawyer. Oh, there she's waking up. Oh, maybe it'll be like Scrooge where there's like every day there's one, right? Isn't that
Scrooge?
Yeah, they spread it out. Yeah. I don't want to look at his nipples though.
Yeah, please put a shirt on.
His dragon tattoo. It's not a bad dragon tattoo. It's kind of early modern woodcut. Oh, yeah. Okay. Rampant lion. Nice. He's an attorney with some tats and some Dawson's Creek hair. And she's got that kind of Friday Night Lights thing going on. And multiple bags that are on the Goodwill rack now. Sorry. But, like, you know that exact bag. They have, like, big buckles on them and they're
yes.
in a color you don't want. Oh, there we go.
I mean, it would be kind of entertaining to costume one of these shows because they are so low budget.
Mm-hmm.
They really are shopping
at
Goodwill
stores,
and the clearance
racks
and saying, oh, I can make this work. I can make her dress like a...
How many outfits does she need again? Because these women do. I like to sleep with the window open. In Seattle. That sounds rainy.
That's some uninspired trim work in his apartment.
Yeah.
Especially for Seattle. I think I've got better trim work than that.
Well, and also, like, if you live in Seattle, do you really want that shade of gray to be in your house, too?
You won't even know if you're inside or outside.
I like to let the outside in and sleep with the window open. I don't even know what the window is anymore.
I mean, it's better than leaving the windows open here in the South, where just creepy crawlies.
Murdered by bugs, yeah.
Coming why in constantly.
Is it, why does the guy not have to care about who she is inside, but she has to care about who he is inside?
Well, maybe he has been asking these things along the way.
Yeah.
It's unclear. I mean, basically, he does not appear to have any character, and I'm not totally sure if she does, other than ambitious and cranky.
I'm ambitious and cranky. Oh, here's John Oliver being sincere. Faux Oliver, but still. Yes. Oh, look at that. She's learned nothing. There. He had to elbow his way into the nice elevator. Oh, poor fake John Oliver. He says hi. She's not even nice to him.
Yeah, why is she so mean? He's not pestering her. He just wants to be nice to Jillian.
Yeah, I mean, this is like an 18th century comedy. The servants like each other.
Yeah, well, they have to be slightly frumpy, both of them, too.
They're the only ones I would actually be able to hang out with, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, honestly, they're the only ones, like,
neither
well,
of us
still
spends enough time on our hair to be able to spend time with
valid,
her.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, are there multiple hot rollers plus a flat iron plus balayage?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to sit at the table with those people.
Me neither. I'm not allowed to sit at the table of a woman who's balancing a pencil on her upper lip either. What kind of work dress is this, ma'am? It's like, this is basically the same amount of coverage as her nightie when she broke up with the surgeon. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's, you know, it's only her business.
I don't know how many, I don't
Wait,
know
is that
many
Ben?
Radio hosts, but the ones I've been around, oh, it's Ben. He's
Ben
back.
Came back.
But the ones I've been around do not dress up for work.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
they take full advantage of the fact that you can wear sweats to your 5 a.m. show.
Indeed you can. I mean, well, what am I wearing to the podcast event? I am wearing a long H&M tank top, which is my main clothing staple because they are long and I have a long torso. And I have like jeggings and a loose top. And you are wearing a
jersey dress.
Jersey dress.
Because knitted dresses are the best.
They really are. That's
it doesn't
what
have
I
any
teach
pockets,
him.
Though. So.
That's all right. You don't need pockets. You're at your house. He owns the Ivy. On 3rd.
Oh, he owns the big fancy restaurant.
And he just bought the Pearl. Everything is a the plus a thing. The noun. Aww. Aww. He's so nice.
Yeah, why is he torturing himself by coming to talk to her?
I think he is an emotionally mature and kind person. And decided to pop into her office and wish her well for her wedding.
Oh, I must not be one of those people, because I think he should just move on with his life.
Well, maybe he's rubbing it in a little bit, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wants her to know that now he owns 2 fancy restaurants.
Do you have time for coffee? Thought you'd be married. Oh, but I'm divorced now. This might be Seattle.
We have water, at least.
There's water, yeah. My wife phoned your show once for advice.
Ooh.
Oh, no. This is like Jurassic Park chaos level of bad.
Yeah, she's responsible evil. For his divorce.
Yeah. But instead of dinosaurs, she breaks relationships with her relationship DNA.
I like her hat. I'm into the knit hats.
Yeah, a little tiny gray cashmere beanie. But I think that character really wouldn't wear that because
no,
it would
I don't
mess
think she
up her
would.
Hair.
It would totally mess yeah. up her hair.
Oh, look, there's little patches of snow, so it really is February. That looks very real. She's getting married tomorrow. Oh, he pursues her right before the wedding.
I guess it's the Valentine's wedding is convenient. You don't have to do Valentine's and an anniversary every year.
That's true. That's very true. And like if you elope, it's not expensive. I mean, she won't, but you know, like. Yeah.
But mine's a month off and it always feels like, oh, we have to do this over twice.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate consolidating the two events.
Matt, for both May and July are like that for me because my birthday is always like a week and a half after Mother's Day. So it's like, I get one thing, I think. Like that's just, I get an item. And then in July, Ned's birthday is the 2nd and George's is the 16th. So like somehow we have to come up with summer money for that. Is she dead?
She's
not doing her job. Let them run a repeat. If you're this career focused, you can't do this shit.
No, I think this is unreasonable. But her ghost is back.
Oh, the ghost is back. I'm glad she's wearing red for Valentine's Day.
Okay, that was... The I really do see dead people is a nice line.
Yeah, where are some good Valentine's Day celebrations you have had?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't think I have any particularly memorable Valentine's Days.
I think at some point it just like stopped being good to go to a restaurant because they're all horrible on Valentine's Day.
And like, busy.
I didn't realize how few people went to restaurants until I saw like what happens when they all go.
All at once, Valentine's or Mother's Day or something.
Madonna Inn was good though once. Do you know the Madonna Inn up 101 north of Santa Barbara and SLO?
No, I don't know
okay.
That.
It's the one with like giant bright pink decor inside and there's a rock waterfall urinal in the basement.
Okay.
And so like sometimes if there's no men in there, like you can get a man to walk in there and say, "Hey, it's safe," and you can see the rock waterfall urinal. George would pee in there all day long.
I feel like
I've
missed out.
Hey, that's road trip. Just drive up from, you know, from LA up to San Francisco and take the 101. I mean, we live in Atlanta. We might as well be on the 101 all the time. It's basically the same.
Okay, they're going to head out on their next adventure.
She has floofy pillow. Oh my goodness, they're sort of...
Christmas are they on hovercraft? Jillian has, like all quirky characters, has many, many layers on.
Yeah, she's
so
got
many layers.
All the layers. It's kind of like, you know...
We know she's quirky because she has a funky sweater on top of a funky blouse with weird jewelry.
And a handmade skirt. Everything is handmade. Oh, Derek. We get to see Derek. Is he hot? He's got to be hot. He's Derek. Valentine present right after your wedding. Derek is moving in. Love is complicated, ma'am. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And she says, "I have no idea what you're talking about." Well, that's Newton. And that's just... you know, law. Oh. She didn't help Office Tim enough. I like Office Tim.
Oh no, now it's her fault that Jillian's gonna be back with creepy Derek.
Oh, Jillian. She looks cute there.
Well, she's not an uncute person at all.
Spaghetti
just,
yeah, no.
They put her in so many layers because...
Yeah, no. Keep drinking your wine, girl. I appreciate you, Jillian.
Needs a vacation.
Jillian needs like paid vacation and really good benefits and probably a raise.
Maybe she could do her own show. I really think that by the end of this, I want Jillian to have her own show where she's nice to people.
I like that. Or maybe Jillian could have her own show like where she talks about knitting on NPR.
It's fine too.
Matt likes to play the piano. Man, that's always a thing. They can always play the piano.
I mean, if they can't do woodworking,
it has to be the piano. Something has to happen with your hands.
I guess in some cases they can do both.
He wants to do hand things, like grab. So this office,
well, he plays
Tim,
the piano like this, but he doesn't have a piano in his apartment or anything, so she doesn't know that he can play. And it seems,
at least this sounds like good piano. Of course, we can't see his hands. He's just sort
he's bobbing his head back and forward, and that's how we know he's playing.
Oh, he's like Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec with the secret identity as the saxophone player. Did you watch The Office?
Yeah, I watched the British one, and I watched some of the American one, but I haven't seen the whole.
There's this one joke that Office Tim is reminding me of, and it's that Steve Carell tries to do this type-to-text or type-to-speak software thing, and he's trying to type things, and he keeps using typos, so all this stuff sounds bad. But anyway, instead of "me love you long time," which no one should say, it's "me love you long Tim," and so everybody just starts talking about long Tim. And so, well, Office Tim is long Tim, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, here's Matt is drinking too much, and his friend recognizes that things are not good the day before his wedding.
Oh,
he wants to play music for a living.
Man, these guys, they're all unhappy with their jobs. It's,
I mean,
in your blood.
I think if he thinks he's a musician, and clearly he can afford a nice apartment, he's like, he should have a piano in his apartment.
Yeah.
There should be some clue that he spends some portion of his life playing music.
Yeah, she should know. You should know if your partner's desire is to play piano. I don't know, man. This is saying some profound things about relationships, though. Like, you know, there is pressure under capitalism to just produce and produce and produce, and creative production as well as, you know, charity are both undervalued. Thank you, Hallmark.
On the other hand, these people have drunk a lot in this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of alcohol, and it's like straight alcohol.
It's not quite up there with the Joss Whedon Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, really? Is there a lot of drinking in
that? Watched that one with a friend, and we could not figure out how any of the characters were standing up straight.
Oh, cool. I should watch that.
It's pretty good. But nobody has any right to be vertical after about 15 minutes of the movie.
I always felt like that on Mad Men.
You know, yeah, it was stunning.
Like they had like five drinks in a minute. Oh, and the scene in All About Eve where Betty Davis just like keeps drinking martinis over and over and over again.
Oh, she's going to be able to meet all her old boyfriends. And
I don't know, maybe I'm not interesting enough, but I don't have like that many like random men continually orbiting me forever.
No, I'm afraid not.
I mean, maybe that's good. They've moved on because they're normal.
Her hair is no longer quite as over-polished as it was before. So now she's
filled with
doubt.
She's
letting go a little bit.
Oh, it says, "I accept the things I cannot control" in the lyrics of this song. Here, I need to pause and add another segment. One second. Hang on. Boop, boop, boop. All right, here we are. He's waving. Oh, now they're together. And he's giving her some baklava. He's been on a plane for 18 hours from Ethiopia. They are in a heart-decorated cafe. How was Ethiopia? Oh. A lot has changed. Now he's back in Seattle. Why? He's back because of fate. Aww. What is the Ethiopia to Honolulu route?
through Seattle, apparently. I mean, I've been to SeaTac. I didn't think...
Well, although I guess if you fly to, like, London and then to Seattle and then change planes to go to Honolulu, that could be...
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, Ethiopia to London, and then London to Seattle. I think they have West Coast direct
okay,
flights.
Okay, so he's going to work for the WHO.
Okay, okay. He's director general, and now he's in Paris. Oh, he lives in a 17th century mansion.
Oh, so
in
she's
the
learning
Marais.
All the things she's missed out on. Ben owns restaurants, and he's in Paris.
Maybe she should have stuck with someone.
In a mansion.
Oh, there's only one thing missing in my wonderful life, you. What do they think she is?
I don't know. I mean, it really seems like he could have a range of options, and she wasn't very nice to him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. She snorts in her coffee about being the love of his life.
Yeah. I'd just like us to spend a few weeks together before I return to Paris to get to know each other again. Oh, he just wants to sleep with her.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. This is his spiel, so he can
he's a philanthropist in some ways, and yet...
And yet there's this. He's probably got a really hot French girl.
Several,
if he wants. And they won't care if
and maybe some hot Ethiopian girls.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe he's moved there with an Ethiopian woman. I trust life's little twists of fate. I believe in mystery. I kind of like this guy. He's
I don't know. I feel like he's got a torture dungeon somewhere. But I think.
Yeah, is it the kind of torture dungeon where he cares about consent
or not? No,
okay,
it's not.
Then it's not. That's not good.
Also, his tie is hideous.
Yeah, the tie shirt matching monochrome misery of that. He's kissing her.
And she's kissing him. She's
not. Oh, is that the cheek?
Yeah.
Ellie Sims, I believe in you. Oh, all the hearts. Indistinct conversations in the background.
That's the way everything glass is around dinging. Me all the time. Indistinct conversations.
Glass dinging again.
Oh, is this the rehearsal dinner?
Oh, yeah, it's the rehearsal dinner. Oh, my. This woman is, of course, cast as the classy woman. I'll bet she was on a soap.
Yeah, She's definitely in charge of the junior league for her area.
Matt and Allie. The most beautiful couple in all of Seattle. I don't want anyone to call me that, ever.
I mean, they are very cute.
They are very cute, but you don't want that to be your main, comment someone makes about you as a couple.
I guess when you're young, sometimes that seems...
Yeah, maybe.
Although,
okay.
They're not that young.
Yeah. And he's probably just young looking. He's in that sort of I don't know. He does look really young.
He's 22. He only looks 18.
And she's 32 playing 29. He's thanking everyone for coming. Oh, no. He just said, being the workaholic that I am.
Oh, boy.
The bar's open for everyone but Dez, his black friend. Nice.
Oh, well, they were drinking heavily together yesterday.
I know. But, I don't know. If you already only have one non-white person in the entire film, you can't...
They're in Seattle. If they have a black friend, then that's...
Yeah, I guess. But, nobody's Asian. I don't know. Yeah.
It does seem a little strange.
Yeah. I mean, maybe these are just the circles of
healthcare
and
families,
law
so.
And media and food. It's his family. We're going to have a whole lifetime to hang out.
So he's going to go work. Do you think he's actually going to go work, or is he just punishing her because she's been ignoring him to
do her
work?
Is he going to go to play at the club?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to play his piano.
Yeah. Oh, they match. I wondered about them, actually, but
they would make a cute couple.
They would. The two men. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're matching purple shirts, and they can sit
in
the bar while he plays his music.
Aw, I kind of like that future for him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it seems better for him.
Than whatever this is.
Yeah, and she could go back with Ben and
Yeah, go back with Ben. Ben was your guy. Oh, fireplace. This part is always so unrealistic. Like, what does it take for you to want to light a fire in the fireplace
and get it to that level of,
of
yeah, it's,
intensity? All
oh, and light all the candles.
the candles are gone. You're the one sitting
And
around in the
Jackie
dark.
blew out her fire that she spent all that time to build.
And the candles, and blamed her for the darkness. I light a single candle, then blow it out and curse the darkness.
Oh, he did go to the
Oh,
club to
he's
play
at the
his music.
club. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Matt's destiny is to be married for a few years and then end up with a lounge singer. A smoky siren who's even older than this one.
Mean, they might deserve each other, but it seems cruel.
No, she needs like a guy with no interests except like capitalism. And like beaches.
Okay. Oh, they're back on their hoverboard.
Valentine's Day future, 7 years after your wedding day.
Ooh.
Indistinct shouting, dog barks. How many kids do they have?
It's a lot of cleanser or something over there on
Well,
the
it is the
counter.
sound of having children.
Oh, is this
Oh,
Jillian's?
it's Jillian made a
Oh,
bunch of children,
no.
including Tiny Tim. Oh my gosh, it's my house. Yes, a nice house with just a bunch of children and crap everywhere. So 7 years later, they have a 10-year-old. How did that happen?
Very precocious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's fine.
we only see one child, but there are obviously at least two. I kind of wish that there were like nine kids just crawling all over everything. I think that would make for a better scene.
Exactly. She lost her job because of the kids. She works at Walmart or something.
Oh no, she's got her Walmart apron.
That's a Walmart apron, you're right. Cat yowls. She's got a cat.
Everyone knows that children destroy your life.
Yes, valid. She even has a clock that looks like a giant watch, which I think is fantastic. Don't be snobby.
Yeah, it just, it's
Oh,
pretty
the anger.
obnoxious.
Well, honestly, like, if I were supporting everyone working at Walmart and someone spent like $60 sending me flowers out of the minimum wage job that I had, I might be kind of not super thrilled about it. Like, you can go to Albertsons. Oh boy, now he's cheating.
Yeah, so the answer here is clearly that in all the chaos of the rest of the movie, she needs to drive over Derek.
Yeah, Derek needs to go back to the void. Derek in the void.
Back to the void
That would be a great backup band. Derek and the Void. I
with
love that. And I have a black cat, so their logo could be like a cat.
Oh, here we're in the
Here's what
radio. Oh,
happens.
Tim is. Oh dear, oh
Booty
dear. Tim is on the
bongo.
radio and it's.
Tim is toxic masculinity. Has taken over his body.
Oh, this is very upsetting.
It really is. B-b-b-b-booty. Nice.
Oh, this
Nothing
is.
says booty like a several extra B's.
Yeah. This is bad.
This is very bad. Matching
She
Hawaiian shirts.
broke Tim by not letting him get credit for his haiku, and now it has come to this.
It has. I mean, I know a haiku is not like a ton of labor, but it is something. You know, he might have upgraded to a
It was the beginning. It
mixtape.
was his
Yeah.
first overture towards
Yeah.
Jillian. He
Oh. Please let love happen. Jug City. Jug City. Oh my goodness, this is terrible.
Okay, yes, she has ruined both Jillian and Tam's lives and countless other people by inflicting Tim and his
And also Derek and still exists and hasn't been flung into the sun.
Yeah.
Life is not a radio show.
Ooh.
I don't know, is it?
Well, you took one look at Tim and you decided you knew who he was, but the whole thing with radio is that you're not looking at people. So
that's true.
I mean, there's a small problem with this one, but yeah, she never gave Tim a chance because he was goofy.
Yeah. And he wasn't.
I like the bewitched nose wiggle.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Love Guru and Dawson Air split. Dun dun dun.
Ooh. She is in the newspaper for her
breakup
with her husband.
I mean, you know what? Her divorce made the headlines. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, she got to be in the paper. That was really important.
Most
to
of
her.
Us don't get to be in the paper for things. She's in the front cover for her wedding and her divorce. Why are they
outside
at the New York Public Library?
Oh, the paparazzi is swarming them at the courthouse because the radio host got divorced.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, what is this?
What's this? You took him for the house, the cars, the bank accounts, even the Shih Tzu.
Wait, no.
He's got a mustache. She should divorce him.
It's pretty bad. And now he's combing his hair back like a yeah, like a young
How
Trump.
Old is he supposed to be? Oh
yes.
My gosh, they made him look like he's
40
50.
Years.
He made 50 years. How many kids did they have? What?
Oh.
SEC violations, 22 years in
prison. 22 years. She did have a good lawyer, didn't she?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, he's only going to serve 8 years. That's longer than they were married.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, his life spiraled out of control when they got divorced.
Is Allie dead? Are we going to learn that she's dead?
No, I don't think so.
What are we going to learn about her?
Oh, maybe. Maybe we'll get to that part.
Is she going to get to see...
She's got pointy shoes.
Oh, is this her? Let's see. That's her. Let's go. Cigarette.
Big sunglasses. Well, she certainly seems to be aging better than he did.
Yeah. She's wearing Valentine red.
I kind of like this. I mean, if
this is
be
her
bad,
ending, yeah,
this,
yeah.
Now we've got the origin story for her villain. And...
Oh, I love that. Oh, she just fell. Ha 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 ha. What idiot mopped these floors? They're soaking wet. Is it your child who peed everywhere? Uh-oh. Oh. Who's the janitor? Who's the janitor?
Who is the janitor? Are we going to learn something about...
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're further in the future now.
Oh, now,
and now
Matt's
he's a janitor.
Family cut him loose when he was convicted. The only job he has is janitor, which, by the way, is a perfectly legitimate job. And
yeah,
you
but
get
you
paid.
Can understand why that would be a step
down
from being.
Yeah,
yeah,
I guess so.
Oh, and the years he wasted not doing what he loved.
Oh, can't you put some wrinkles on him? They gave him like a great mustache.
Oh, how he's going to be fired for showing up drunk too many times.
By Christmas, he'll be out of a job.
Oh, she's going to ruin his life by marrying him.
Oh, Valentine's Day. This is kind of a good Valentine's Day message, is it's better to be alone than with the wrong person.
Who is going to ruin your life. And
you're
going to
ruin their lives.
Oh, yeah,
she's sleeping with barely legal guys now. It's gross. Wait, does it say she's in her mid-50s? Husband number three was a plastic surgeon. This isn't bad. Look at, she looks gorgeous. She's had great plastic surgery, fantastic lingerie. She's very wealthy. She's been married three times to rich guys. They all drove great cars.
That is what she wanted.
Yeah, you got what
She's
you wanted, girl. Agent provocateur.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look like this in my 50s.
No, I don't look like that in my 40s.
No, I certainly do not.
How old are you?
I'm 40. Okay,
I'm
whisper.
43. It's okay. I'm older. So no matter what happens, I will always be older than you. I just took another Viagra, darling. Oh, she's sleeping with Joe. The ultimate humiliation. The ultimate. Joe took another Viagra. Joe
This
hasn't
is
aged.
no,
It's been
apparently
30
not.
years and Joe's looking fine.
No, he's just exactly the
Viagra
same.
Joe looks the same. They should have made him look elderly at least. Elderly Viagra Joe. She belongs with
Wouldn't it have
Joe.
been made more sense to have like an aged and gross Tim?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh, this is disgusting.
Oh my goodness. Joe Biggs making
She
it
says, "I
go. Oh, she
love
just
Joe
licked his
Biggs. How can
chin.
I
She licked his
stick to
chin.
this?"
So she's just given herself over entirely to sex in her 50s. That's not bad, except for Joe.
The Joe part is, I guess they,
It gets worse. Oh, they leave to the sound of Joe moaning. Is that the right spot, baby? What's
Okay, now where
next?
are we going?
Let's see. Oh, do we have to keep
No, don't make
watching
us
Joe
see
have sex?
this.
We know what sex is. We know that
Ew.
it would look like this. Does he die on her?
Oh, is she gonna die?
She's gonna die
She's
having
gonna
sex with Joe?
die in bed with Joe.
He's pushing on her abs for CPR. She's got good abs for being 53.
If only she had stayed with Paul. Paul could have saved her from her heart attack. Although, actually, he was pretty successful saving Jackie from her heart attack, so maybe not.
Yeah, that's true. It's a downer. The
Ooh.
church bell. Love stinks is her
She
epitaph.
doesn't even get to be part of, she doesn't even get to be a beloved radio host anymore.
Yep, in your later years, you wrote a bitter novel about the vagaries of love. It was a bestseller.
Well, she got to be
These
a
things are
best-selling
good. Yeah,
author.
exactly. She could
She
have
just
titled the novel
avoided
something
Joe.
else. What are these tombstones where you have to have your CV on it?
I
Laura Miller, reading popular Newtonianism.
Oh,
No one's
we're the
visited her
first ones to visit your
gravestone.
gravestone.
You know what? I'll bet lots of people don't visit gravestones at all.
No.
Like, you think you're going to, but you don't.
Yeah, you live somewhere else. The gravestones that you care about are somewhere else. You're not.
Yeah. I mean, there is, what is it, Oakwood or whatever it's called? That one's good.
Okay, she's waking up. She's at home. What is she going to do? How is she going to change her life?
I'm gonna change my life. Should I just start sleeping with Joe now and give it up?
Oh, she has her first Asian friend showing up.
Yay! Oh, she's her makeup artist, of
Oh.
course. Oh my goodness. She has dreads. I'm confused by that. Cell phone beeping. Should she marry him or not?
It's unclear, isn't it? I mean, they could.
I feel like they need a couples counselor. Maybe they could have a commitment ceremony. But not file the wedding license.
Maybe just have a big party with their friends. They've already paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Is she going to set up Tim and Jillian?
Or is this going to be Ben? She's just going to marry Ben randomly. I don't know where she's going.
What's she going to do to poor Matt? Is she going to let him play the piano at the wedding?
Is that Georgia Street? Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome home. Every time I see the name Allie spelled like that, I think ally. Like, what kind of, like, obnoxious ally are you where you just go by ally? Yes. But it's just Allie.
Oh, see, now she's just babbling like a crazy person.
Yeah. Oh, these women and their little minds. I've lived a lifetime in the last 24 hours. Why is he ready and at the church and no one else is?
Why does he have Ivy on his...
She's going to make Jillian marry Rando John Oliver.
Yeah, Tim and Jillian.
Married? This is, like, not right either. They don't know each other.
I mean, they've been working together for a while, but...
Could you... I mean, like, if you've ever had a crush on a coworker, being forced to marry them, like, before you've slept together...
Might be the best next step.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is so bad if that's what's going to happen. Like, what if she just finds out, like, he doesn't drink coffee and they're sexually incompatible and, like, yeah. Or, like, one of them doesn't want kids and the other does. Maybe he secretly wants to be an attorney or a surgeon to balance it out.
Okay, so Matt has admitted to his love for music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be able to make a living playing his music. I think he should be able to play his music, but I don't know of it.
Why can't he just cut back to part-time hours? Like
find some alternatives that allow him to have both.
They're going to have two incomes, and they're just two people.
This seems more balanced than either of the options he seems to see.
Yeah, man. These all are nothing. Indistinct conversations. But, like... Yeah, both of us have children, so whenever it's, like, two people, you know, who all they need is, like, a one-bedroom apartment complaining about, like, how will we make this work with our two full-time jobs, it's like, oh, really?
Well, she did get her red roses, finally. Oh, she's in her jeans.
Yeah, after all that.
It's, like, it's the opposite of the movies where the slightly awkward girl comes out in the ball gown. Now we have the... fashion girl coming out slightly awkwardly in her jeans.
Oh yeah. Good inversion. I appreciate that. Matt and I were not getting married today. Who are the bridesmaids? We've never seen any of them.
Well, we already know she does not have close friends. Maybe she hired them.
Internet, yeah. Extras. This is totally fake Meg Ryan now. Like, she just does the fake Meg Ryan facial expressions. Yep, man, how come Jillian isn't even in the wedding party after all that abuse?
I don't think she qualifies. I'm sure that Allie has, like, height requirements for her wedding party.
Yes, I'm sure.
And
there's
BMI,
like a BMI requirement, yes.
It's all about how they
social
look.
Class degrees. Yeah.
Oh, so she is going to marry him, but they're finally going to recognize each other for the humans they are.
Aww.
Okay.
That's so nice.
I still think the
Ben?
No, I think having some couples counseling is really the way to go at this point.
Yes. Yeah. Don't file the certificate. Just kind of, you know, have a nice day with your friends, then go to counseling.
Okay, you do the wedding if they're really, but, you know, just know. Keep seeing the couple's counselor.
You've already paid for it. Yeah, exactly. I definitely appreciate get married in jeans and a t-shirt. She would never have had that cake. Come on. I wonder if secretly, somewhere in her heart of hearts, she realized everyone had already bought presents. there's all the other guys. Oh, look, they're going to meet these women.
These are the women that thanked her for...
Oh my goodness, do you see what she is wearing to a wedding reception?
Are those her thighs? We can see.
I think that is her hip. That's her ridge, like George has.
Oh.
Don't show your ridge. Oh my goodness, look at that.
Oh, she is mostly naked.
Well, I'm glad she's not with, you know, but wholesome Ben. She's with the French one.
Okay.
She can be with the French doctor guy. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. There's the couple with chemistry. You make my heart float.
It's his haiku.
Oh. Well, it's nice. Oh, she's wearing pajamas. What is the dress code? Undies.
Towards the end of the movie, they ran out of costume budget.
They just grabbed whatever.
Three scenes ago.
Yeah, exactly. Aw, they're cute. Hey now, they're making out. That's good. All right, there we go. The servants have found love. We have an interracial couple. Very nice.
We've got instruments. Now he can play the piano.
Oh, they're just hanging out at the piano at the wedding reception, like you do. Oh, that's sweet.
Well, I'm glad she doesn't want to send him to jail. And
now there's another makeout there. I don't know. What is happening?
I've never been to a wedding reception where people were...
That just, horny?
Yeah. You know, there's always a lot of old people and family around. You find a closet somewhere.
That does happen. The closet
well,
thing happens.
The
happened.
Closet thing, yeah, but yeah. Not, like, just out here with,
you know,
great
like,
Aunt Hilda. It's,
yeah, nobody needs a tongue down their throat at a wedding reception. Really, even the happy couple, probably. Ooh, Meg Ryan. Did she see a ghost?
Oh, she's gonna get her key.
She's gonna get her key.
And now she gets to go to heaven because she has fixed.
She fixed this woman who was kind of boring. Aww.
Do you think this means that Ali's not going to be able to host her radio show anymore because she's not gonna be able to do the snarky mean thing that makes people listen?
Oh, but maybe she'll actually give good advice.
Well, she might, but that is, and people aren't gonna listen to that.
I guess.
Her career is over. She's going to have to find something else to do.
She can turn the pages for his sheet music. They always need that. She found a man in a white suit. A nice angel man with a key in a white suit. And a red rose. Aw. Well, this is nice. I'm quite pleased. Like, I feel somewhat confident about the various couplings. Really, even the trashy woman in the bustier showing her ridge.
Well, yeah, they went off into the sunset, and neither one of them was looking for something long term. So
yeah, he's just gonna kick it in the marais, like you know, with his just rotating series of women, and be like the old fashioned kind of bachelor. It's weighing on my mind the things you would do. These are the lyrics here. Now I'm looking for another to get over you.
I think that they've really, somebody put in a lot of effort with the lyrics for the songs. I didn't notice the soundtrack at all through this movie. It was just unobtrusive, but someone really cared about the lyrical pairings.
I appreciate that. I want love, can't stop, can't get enough, think about love, and I forget about the pain. Well, the painful love. I think that's a good motto. If we think about love, we forget the pain, the painful love. Well, what have you learned about the nature of human sentiment?
Maybe you should listen to other people. I think that this was not a shocking or deeply profound message, but maybe you should care about who other people are.
Get to know the person you marry.
This is...
It's hard to fully know another person.
Reasonable advice.
That's the goal, right?
And that going with your checklist is perhaps not as revealing as you might hope.
Yeah, I mean, unless the checklist is like, you know, emotionally mature and receptive and a good listener and like, you know, listens to shit sometimes. Like, I'm into that. That's my
makes
kink.
Adult choices. I mean, these
are my kink is adulting. All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Marvelous Happy Endings podcast. And hope you have a happy Valentine's Day alone, partnered, or in whatever configuration pleases you. This has been Laura Miller and
Happy August.
See you soon.
Bye.